Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
Our scripture today comes with the continuing in Luke. Jesus encounters the crowd of Nazareth, and we continue with that story. Perhaps they feel like they have the hometown advantage, and they want Jesus to exercise his renowned powers for them. But Jesus is not compliant. God's economy of wholeness is not just for insiders, but it's also for outcasts and foreigners. When we don't get an acceptance answer to the question, what's in it for us, we sometimes try to push hope off a cliff. Let's hear the words of the fourth chapter of Luke. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and amazed at the gracious words that had come out of his mouth. They said, "Is this not Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless, you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself.' And you will say, 'Do hear also in your hometown the things that we have heard you did in Capernaum.' And he will say, 'Truly, I tell you, no prophet is accepted in his hometown. But the truth is, there are many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah. And the heavens were shut up for 3 years and 6 months, and there was a great famine all over the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of these except to a widow of Zophar of Sidon. There were also many skin diseases in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them were cleansed except for Naaman of Syria." When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of town, and led him to the brow of a hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way. This is the word of the Lord. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." With these first public words of Jesus, the curtain goes up on Luke's narrative of Jesus' Galilean ministry. This statement is so pivotal that it is repeated from last week's lectionary. Now, however, we hear the response of the people. All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came out of his mouth. They said, "Is this not Joseph's son?" What is amazement about? N.T. Wright suggests that the people were not amazed that Jesus was a good speaker. Rather, they were amazed at the gracious words, that is, his message of grace. Luke doesn't tell us if there's anything beyond what we have in Scripture that occurs, but the next line is, "Then the people were filled with rage," because Jesus declares a grace that is wider and more generous than they are. If I'm honest, I think grace is hard. I mean, we're happy when the right or the good people are forgiven and accepted or healed. But we're not so sure that we want those things extended to people outside our favored circles. You know, the bad guys. Or that we want to extend grace to them ourselves. And at moments like this, Jesus starts pointing out that life is more complicated than good guys versus bad guys. And that starts to invoke the crowd's rage. Jesus is undermining our assumption about who the bad guy is. He points out to the Nazarene crowd that it was a Gentile, everybody gasp, who saved Elijah's life during the famine. And it was a Gentile, oh no, not again, who has healed by God long ago from skin diseases, and not Jews in Israel, not hometown folks. It's not as simple as saying, be on this side, and you'll always be right. I think Jesus wants his audience in Nazareth to recognize that this idea of staying angry at the bad guys was a massive failure, especially if they neglected to care for the poor and the oppressed and failed to have hospitality for outsiders. If we place ourselves into the story, think about our actions and reactions in the current state of affairs around us, we might be convicted as well. The us versus them mentality that has been brewing for a while is so, makes it so easy to be like the people of Nazareth. Perhaps we feel like we should have hometown advantage. We want Jesus to exercise his renowned powers for us. But Jesus isn't always compliant. God's economy of wholeness is not just for insiders. It's for outcasts and foreigners. I wonder if just for today we can reset our us versus them mentality and come to this table. This table that is set for all. Good guys and bad guys. And that when we come to the table, the grace of Christ is extended to all of us. And that it is a healing balm that restores us to a place of privilege in Christ's kingdom. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.